Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, you may not be keeping the date on your calendar, but the military certainly is. U.S. forces will draw down from Afghanistan beginning in July of this year. What no one really knows is what impact both the U.S. invasion will have on that country and the U.S. withdrawal will have, especially for women who for many years were the victims of Taliban suppression and oftentimes brutality. Would they support current efforts to open dialogue with the Taliban? Working for our partner, the BBC, Quentin Somerville spoke with some of Afghanistan's members of the women's football team. That's soccer for Americans out there. And he found actually support for the idea of sitting down and negotiating with the Taliban.
I'm sure that every Afghan is happy for these talks with the Taliban. If Afghan women will keep the rights they have now, such as sports, working outside of their houses, and education, after the Taliban are brought back in.
Women's rights have improved considerably since the end of the Taliban's regime, but Afghanistan's women have endured centuries of mistreatment, even before the Taliban took control. Even playing a game of football, that's soccer for you Yankees, would have been completely forbidden.
As I heard many things about that the Taliban is coming back to Afghanistan. So now I'm standing in the ground and I'm playing football. I don't think so that on that time I will be able to play football.
There is a new program out that hears the voices of some of Afghanistan's women, specifically the women who've endured abuse. It's called Niqab, or The Mask, and it lets women tell their stories for the first time. The show's creator, Sami Makhdi, joins us now from the BBC studio in Kabul. Good morning, Sami.
Good morning.
Can you tell us why you chose obviously the show is named after the mask that the women wear as they tell their stories. First of all, describe the mask for us and why you chose to use this for the women who come on your program.
Mask is a show, and I mean Niqab is a show for women. We are giving a chance, a tribune to women to talk about their what they are suffering. And we want to give them a chance to talk about their problems, the violence they are facing in their home. And this is a chance to just to shake the conscience of men and the society in our country.
Well, the women who speak on the show, they have a mask that half of the mask is blue to symbolize the burqa. The other is white. As I understand it, it symbolizes innocence. You have had women come on who were oftentimes forcibly married, maybe at the age of 12, 13, 14, abused, beaten by their husbands. They've suffered terrible, terrible things. Is it the mask itself that allows them to tell their stories candidly, or do you think they are ready to tell it anyway?
You know, if they tell the story without any mask or something which make them secure, I don't think they will be able to talk about their stories, because in Afghanistan, in our society, it's very difficult to talk about domestic violences. We are going to secure the woman and the victim, I mean our guests who are coming to our studio and recording the show. If there is no mask, I'm sure they will not talk about their life.
Well, in the studio audience, you have religious and legal experts and some human rights experts as well. What part do they play in the show?
You know, in our society in Afghanistan, almost men, they think that what they are doing and their behavior is very, I mean, there is no problem with their behavior and Islam and law. The religious and the law experts will explain for our people that the men behavior in Afghanistan, I'm not talking about all men, but most of the men in Afghanistan, their behavior is against Islam and against law. Actually, it's against humanity.
So, is that a comfort to the women at all? I mean, I can't imagine obviously for many of these women, that it's helpful or eases their pain a whole lot to hear someone say, you know, this is not right according to the Quran.
Yes, most of experts, most of Islamic experts tell us in our shows that these kind of behaviors, for example, badal marriage, it means a kind of exchange marriage. Bad marriage, I mean, they are completely against Islam and against Quran.
Badal marriage, you mean where a family will give a girl to another family in reparations if someone has been wronged, right?
Yeah. For example, we had today I recorded three shows in our studio, and just I'm coming from there. There was a story, 13 years old girl was went to a bad marriage. I mean, her brother killed someone, and in the exchange, her father just sent her to a bad marriage, to the victim family.
As reparations. You know, I'm wondering, after watching your show, do you get calls from women who want to come on and share their stories? Do you have to look for these women, or do they come to you?
No, we look. The most difficult part of recording this show is finding victims, because it is very difficult in our society. I mentioned before to talk about violence, domestic violence, but we are searching them. We are going to the shelters which some women are living there.
All right, that is Sami Mahdi. He produces a show, a TV show in Afghanistan that's called Niqab, or The Mask, in which he has women wearing a mask, telling their stories, their tales of domestic violence, of sometimes abuse at the hands of their husbands or families. Thank you so much for joining us, Sami.
Thank you.
Again, this plays on the theme that we have today about what's politically correct, what's okay to say, what should be edited out, and when it's good to censor yourself to a certain extent or be completely open, as these women are in this show in Afghanistan. And we want to get your thoughts on it. When is it okay? When is it better for society, better for your friends and relations to edit yourself? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.